Today's reading is in Mark chapter 12, starting in verse 28. Mark 12, verse 28. And one of the scribes came up and heard them disputing with one another, and seeing that he answered them well, asked him, "Which commandment is the most important of all?" Jesus answered, "The most important is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength.' The second is this, 'You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these.' And the scribe said to him, 'You are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one, and there is no other besides him. And to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself, is much more than all the whole burnt offerings and sacrifices.' And when Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, 'You are not far from the kingdom of God.' And after that, no one dared to ask him any more questions. And as Jesus taught in the temple, he said, 'How can the scribes say that the Christ is the son of David? David himself and the Holy Spirit declared, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet.' David calls him Lord, so how is he his son?" And the great throng heard him gladly. And in his teaching he said, "Beware the scribes, who like to walk around in long robes and like greetings in the marketplaces and have the best seats in the synagogues and the place of honor at feasts, who devour widows' houses and for a pretense make long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation." And he sat down opposite the treasury and watched the people putting money into the offering box. Many rich people put in large sums, and a poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which make a penny. And he called his disciples to him and said to them, "Truly I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the offering box. For they all contributed out of their abundance, but she out of her poverty has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." In today's reading, we have several little occurrences all contained within this short passage. First of all, they had been talking about the resurrection with the Sadducees, and I assume that this is what the scribes heard when it says that the scribes came up and heard them disputing with one another. And so, based on hearing this, he decides this is a good person to ask this question. And I'm not sure if the scribe is asking out of a pure motive. In other words, he's searching for this answer himself. Or if he's asking this question in order to see what kind of answer someone else would give. Sort of not testing Jesus in order to catch him like the others have done, but testing Jesus to see whether he would give a wise answer. So I'm not sure which one it might be. But nonetheless, he asks this question, which commandment is the most important? Jesus gives the answer, love God, love your neighbor. And the scribe says, this is a good answer, you're right. And these are greater than all the whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. And Jesus makes this answer, you are not far from the kingdom of God. So Jesus is telling him, you're coming pretty close. What do you think is the problem? What's holding this particular scribe back? What do you think is keeping him from taking the last step into the kingdom? Of course, that last step would be accepting Jesus. I get the impression this scribe is still unsure about Jesus because of the way that he phrases this question and then discusses with him. But since Jesus answered so wisely and having this discussion, it says no one dared to ask him any more questions. Then this next little section, Jesus poses a question. He poses a stumper, I guess you might say. He stumps them with this question. How can the scribes say that the Christ is the son of David when David calls him Lord? So how is he his son? It says the great throng heard him gladly, but we don't see anybody trying to answer it. I'm not sure that Jesus expected an answer, but it was a thought question. And it was something to make you sit down and think about these things. Then in verse 38, I'm not sure if this is the exact same occurrence or not, same situation, but it says, beware the scribes that like to get all the attention. You know, they wear clothes that gather attention. They walk through the marketplaces in order to get attention. They have the best seats in the synagogues, the places of honor at the feasts. But what do? They turn around and do evil things. They devour widows' houses, and for a pretense, they make long prayers. They do everything for a show, but they're really only serving themselves. And so he says they will receive a great condemnation because of this. You have to be very careful about motivation, why we do things, and to not be hypocrites. Then finally we come to the widow's offering. Jesus is sitting there watching the people putting in their money into this treasury, this offering box. And of course the people that have plenty of money, they're putting plenty into the offering. But Jesus is not observing in order to see whether somebody puts the largest sum in. He's looking to see who makes a sacrificial offering, who makes an offering that God would notice, if I could put it that way. In other words, an offering that really had to come from the heart because they had to give up something in order to put it in there. And so then there is this poor widow that puts in these two small copper coins, which it states makes a penny. Now, I've got a footnote in my Bible that explains this a little bit. And so these two coins make a quadrin. And a quadrin was a Roman copper coin that was worth about 1/64th of a denarius. And a denarius was a day's wage for a laborer. So if you figure an 8-hour day, like we typically think of a work day, then it'd be 1/8th of an hour. That's the amount of money that she'd put in, the wages for 1/8th of an hour. So if you make $8 an hour, that'd be a dollar. But he says that she gave this out of her poverty. It says that this was all she had to live on. I have no idea what she could have bought with 1/8th of a day's wages. I remember my grandfather telling stories about the Great Depression and the difficulty in finding any work. And of course, during the Great Depression, many people started growing their own food because that was the only way they could have any food. They couldn't go to the store and buy it because they didn't have any money. And a lot of times, you could get hired out for one day of work. In other words, it's much like we talk about day laborers today. They would look for work, and they might find somebody that would hire them to do a project for one day. And that wage for a day wouldn't buy much more than what would be required to feed a family for a day in most cases. There was one instance in which someone was quite generous, and he had enough money that he was able to stop by the butcher and buy a ham, and then he was able to get a haircut, that type of thing. But he said in most cases, you know, it was just enough to get by. It was just enough to get some food that would feed the family for a day, maybe a couple of days, but not much more than that. So if you think that a day's wages might feed somebody for a day, then what would it be for 1/8? And it says this was all she had to live on. So this widow was more than just poor. I mean, she really was deep in poverty. Yet, she is motivated to give into that offering box from the heart sacrificially. And it demonstrates a faith in God that she would still find a way to be able to get by that day, even though it says she gave all that she had to live on. I think that's remarkable faith, and I think that's a remarkable level of sacrifice. So Jesus says that she has given more than even those rich people that put in large sums of money. They contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything that she had. More is based on that percentage or that amount based on what she had. And Jesus sees according to what we have, not what we don't have. He doesn't expect something of us that is beyond our capability. But he does know what we do have and then makes a judgment on our motivation and our heart based on what we do have. She made a tremendous sacrifice. Our service to God is judged based on our motivation to go above and beyond and our motivation to do what's right despite the fact that we may not have much. She was motivated to put in all she had. But what's my motivation today? Am I serving God in a sacrificial manner? Am I giving up of myself? Am I giving up of my time? Or am I selfishly trying to hold back and say, no, I need this. I need to keep this. What's our attitude when it comes to serving God? Not just in terms of putting money in the contribution plate on Sunday morning, but in terms of my everyday life. Am I sacrificially giving of myself in order to serve God? I think that's what we can focus on today and pray that we give to God that which He so greatly deserves in our life, our devotion and a sacrificial giving of ourselves. We need to pray that we have the hearts that go back to what the scribe asked Jesus, what's the greatest commandment? Well, the hearts that love God with everything that we have and that love our neighbors as ourselves. Thank you for listening today, and please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.